In the words of Matthew McConaughey, alright. So we are here live in Dallas. We've made it. Apologies for the abrupt ending of the last podcast. We had a phone call on the road. Our good friend Craig was ringing us live from New York, talking about our trip when we get back over there. We've made it to our apartment in downtown Dallas. As I'm talking to you now, I'm looking at the big skyline. We're about, I don't know, 20 minute walks into the center of downtown Dallas. What are your thoughts on the apartment, Bax?
I thought the last apartment was pretty fucking cool, but this is awesome. This has trumped it, yeah. Yeah.
Is that because it has a balcony?
Yeah, the balcony's great. Just don't look over.
Sorry about that.
The fridge. You know, I like my kitchens, and the fridge is... Fridge and freezer. Not like a little piddly little freezer on top. No, a whole side is a freezer. That's amazing for me.
Yes, we're very, very lucky to have landed on our feet here. And Mr. Tatton, what do you think of the apartment?
Yeah, it's all right. Could be a little bit bigger. Maybe it's an extra bedroom, maybe.
Yeah, we sort of lucked out a little bit. We've got two bedrooms. Well, we've got one bedroom and then the kitchen front room, and they sort of partitioned the front room off into another bedroom, and then there's a sofa bed, which Bax has taken on board this time. Stewie was on the sofa bed last time in Memphis.
You found it thoroughly enjoyable last night being on that sofa bed, didn't you, Bax?
Is it going to be the sofa bed tonight, or do you want the air bed tonight?
It's definitely the airbed, because that's the most uncomfortable sofa bed I've ever been on.
But apart from that, the apartment's all right.
Yeah, apart from that.
Cool. So, yeah, we got into Dallas late last night. Must have been about 7:30, I think, when we got into town. Our first stop was always on the cards, was In-N-Out Burger. I know I've been raving on about In-N-Out Burger to these guys, and I hope I hadn't overdone it, but in terms of fast food, I think that's going to be your best burger. What did you rate In-N-Out Burger?
Yeah, as a fast food burger goes, that is the best one so far.
Not quite as good as Mel's.
No, still, I'm still in love. I'd actually travel back to the USA just for a burger from Mel's.
Wow, big words.
Yeah, really good service. We were in and out in minutes.
No pun intended.
Absolutely intended.
No, it was intended.
He's a fucking dick, isn't he?
Wow. It's been a long time on the road. So, yeah, In-N-Out Burger, bang, got to our apartment, which was quite easy to find. It was all key-coded, parked the car underneath in the garage, and we just chilled last night because 2 days of solid 7.5-hour driving really takes it out of you. So, we just called it a night. Chilled out. The TV didn't work. Great. So it was not much going on. So this morning, we all woke up. We could actually see the city this time in the daylight. And the view's pretty impressive.
Almost a direct view of the city from our flat.
Yeah. So we've got the actual skyline of Dallas. I think we've probably got about a 75% view. There is a hotel building in the way, the Lorenzo Hotel.
You can't really, for the money, you can't really expect a view like this, can you?
No, of course not. So we have, this morning, we ventured into town. We walked through downtown Dallas, found a deli. Very questionable coffee. It was fucking shit, the coffee in there. But we had a couple of sandwiches, a couple of bagels, whatnot.
There was a reason it was $1.25.
What, for the coffee?
Yeah.
I didn't even know the price.
It was cheap ass. I was excited about that. And then I realised, that's why.
Yeah, you weren't a fan of the coffee either.
No, horrible.
Still, the McDonald's is the best coffee I've had out of so far.
Yeah, sad to say, yeah.
Shiver me timbers. So after we ate, we strolled through, and then we kind of went to the whole reason why we're here in Dallas. Stu, would you like to ex- explain why we're here?
Well, JFK, and where he was assassinated. Again, a surreal moment in my life, being able to, you only see this on the big screen for us, and yeah, we're there.
Bax, is it Delaney Plaza?
Dealey Plaza.
Dealey Plaza. What did you make of it, seeing it actually in person?
Well, yeah, like Stuart said, I'm a big JFK fan. The history, the conspiracy, the whole nine yards. I read books, seen the movies, the whole 200 yards podcast. There's a great podcast by Rob Reiner. You can get it on Spotify. It's really good. Six-parter. Explains a lot of stuff. And, yeah, to actually be there is immense. And surprisingly, every time you get it, you expect it to be bigger. I don't know what it is. You have an expectation. And when you get there, it's like the enormity of it is still there, but the actual physical place, you think, God, anything is bigger on the...
Yeah, the scale of the road.
Yeah. From the grassy knoll, it's very small, but I did go up to the... you can only go up to the seventh floor because the sixth floor is all closed off for the museum. But yeah, I went up to the seventh floor and looked down, and yeah, it's all sorts of things go through your head, like, you know. But not as going to shoot someone.
Just like that.
No, not talking about the enormity of it, like the vantage point. You can't help yourself.
Would your death have been a good shot to have shot from up there? Because you're the only one who went out there. Do you reckon it was easy to hit that X?
Well, I'm no marksman, but
do you reckon you
know, it was a clear shot, but it's a moving vehicle, isn't it? So I don't really know. I've never shot anything, so I wouldn't know. But just to see it all there, so it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, the like you say, the actual road where he drives down, the footage where he drives down, and then he obviously gets shot. That road looks massive on the screen, or it looks like it's like a real long road, but it's very short. The grass area behind it was, it's just everything looks a lot smaller. And then when you're actually there, you know, they did put an X on the ground when we had the first shot, and an X on the ground where the second shot hit. So, but you can actually stand on it, and to actually stood where, again, something massive happened was, it's weird, you know, it's a huge, huge event. And so, all these big events have to happen somewhere, and to be able to stand there and say, I've been there, it was well worth, you know, the walk into town and having a look around. And we just missed, somebody did a tour, didn't they, of the, they're in the, is it a Lincoln Continental car?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, and somebody was actually doing a tour on an open top Lincoln Continental, and we just missed it as it drove past.
You see all these conspiracy documentaries about the event and all that, and when you're there, some things are thrown into question. Like, for me, there was the story of two police officers were witnessed running up the grassy knoll to look beyond the fence. And so I looked beyond the fence and I thought to myself, if there was someone there, how did they not spot him running or with some kind of weapon on him?
Because it wasn't that far away, was it?
It wasn't. There wasn't much room for him to manoeuvre behind there. Unless they took, I don't know, a good minute to get up that grassy embankment, which brings me back to the sighting. For that to occur, for him to get away, that means, for me, the embankment was such a long distance for these police officers. When you see it, you think, no, seconds.
Yeah, from the centre of the road to the top of that grassy knoll, I reckon I could get out there in about 10 seconds.
Yeah.
It was not far at all. What was beyond the grassy knoll, that fence, and in the actual... Because now it's a car park. It's always been a car park.
Oh, I don't know what it was back then, but definitely that train line was there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just like they said, it's quite short, the distance from the road up to the fence. And I did look out from that point, and that's quite a good vantage point, I would say. But whether someone was there or not...
We heard one of the tours, he said you would have seen his head snap backwards if it had been from the front. The exit wound, am I right thinking the exit wound is bigger than the entry wound?
Yes, it blows out
the back. Yeah, so it, the entry, it would, his head would have been blown out from the back. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like a,
we'll never know, will we? Someone's hiding something.
Yeah, but anyway, that was great fun. So yeah, we wandered back to the apartment and we had a little rest because we've got a big afternoon now. It's now we'll be looking at nearly 3:45, and we are now going to the. Yep, over there. And we're just pointing. You have to guess where we go. No, we're going to the Texas State Fair. Anybody who doesn't know what this is, this is a fair full of food, drinks, rides, crafts, animals. There's all sorts going on. You know, it's about $15 to get in. They've got music all day. I believe at tonight there's a band going on called Fleetwood Mask. I'm guessing that's a tribute band. I'm hoping it's a tribute band.
It sounds like a tribute band, but it's probably the worst name for a Fleetwood Mac tribute band I've probably heard.
There's no Fleetwood Back, is
there? No Fleetwood Back.
Or Backs.
Backs, Fleetwood Backs. Yeah, there's another one out there. I can't quite remember what it's called.
Scratch My Sack.
Scratch My Sack. Fleetwood Sack. Yeah, so that's going on. And at 6:30, there's a rodeo on. I didn't realise there was going to be a rodeo. So we're going to actually see some real life cowboys and some cows. And some boys.
And we've actually signed Stu up to have a go. He doesn't know that yet. He does now.
He's entry number 16.
There goes my other fucking leg.
Well, let's be honest, you ain't even got one. So yeah, we're going to head to the state fair now. We will catch up with you later. So we are live on the ground. Obviously, the quality of the recording is not as good because we ain't got the microphones with us. They wouldn't let us in with our audio equipment. When I say all of the audio equipment, it's literally the headphones and the microphone. But we have found ourselves. So we've made it to the Texas State Fair. Quite overwhelming with the amount of people, the amount of foods. I've been here for 5 minutes. I've already spent $30. I've had a corn dog. I have had bacon on a stick. And I've had a couple of beers. Bacon on a stick, what did you think?
That's bourbon bacon on a stick. Mighty fine bacon there. First bit of bacon I've ever had.
Yeah, that was absolutely banging. A corn dog, the first real corn dog I've ever had. Wow. Get in my face. But where are we now, Stewie?
At the rodeo.
That's correct. We are sat third row, fourth row, at the State Fair Texas Rodeo, and apparently it's the UPRA Big Finals. Texan Rodeo Finals, so they've got to be pretty good cowboys, what do you say?
Oh, can't wait to see me some cowboys.
Yep, you looking forward to your first rodeo?
Yeah, looking at my first rodeo. This ain't my first rodeo. Actually, this is my first rodeo, so we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, so we're in an arena almost of like, I don't know, about 4,000 or 5,000 seats, I'd say. Air conditioned, lovely. Wow, we're at a rodeo.
This is my first rodeo.
My first rodeo.
Just had a look out in the barn and the stables out there, and some big old horses taking a big old shit.
So it's back to the camera, one of the horses took a massive dump. But, yeah, so.
We will report that once these foreigners have seen their first rodeo and give you their honest, which is, that's the key word for us.
Honest
opinion. Yeah, there you go.
I appear to have left my hat on my tractor. It's in the middle of the rodeo stage.
Controversially, didn't you say you just had the best burger you had in your life?
Yes, sir, I did. I had a hamburger with a barbecue brisket and some mac and cheese.
All inside the burger?
All inside that burger. Mm-mm-mm.
That good?
That's the best burger I've ever had.
Wow, best burger he's ever had.
Can I just... Oh, yeah, that burger you're on about. Oh, God, yeah.
Well, he's never been to Mel's, has he? He's been to Mel's, but...
Mel's, yeah, he's not had a Mel's burger. I'd just like to say... I have a hatred of paying to get into somewhere. And especially when the prices of like beer is more than what you could do by the pub. So you're paying to pay more, basically. But
this time round, I paid to get in, and the size of it, the amount of stuff going on, the quality of things in here, that entrance fee has been paid for.
Yeah, so it cost us $15 to get in. We've literally walked, I'd say, about a fifth of the whole place. We found out that the radio was on at half, so before, well, let's get in here early, get good seats. We, like I say, we're four rows from the front. We've just found a bar around the corner. So basically, when you get here, you have to buy tokens for all your food, your drinks, your merchandise and all that. So we've got in there. Well, yeah, 30 tokens, 30 quid, $30 even. They got me one corn dog, one bit of bacon and two beers. So
These two have managed to blow their coupons within the first half hour. I, however, opted not to eat, so I have 6 coupons left.
He'll be drunk very soon. But we found, so actually in the arena, how much is it for one beer?
In the arena, $13.
So that's 39 tokens for 3 beers. Walk outside the arena, literally outside the door, yeah, $7 for a beer.
Bush Light. You're a fan of Bush Light, aren't you, Pax?
We're on the old Bush. Had a bit of Lone Star before. Back on the Bush.
And what we had before that? Yearlinger.
Yeah, so. Anyway, so we're about half an hour away from the our first rodeo. We'll report maybe during, after, a bit between. Might even get involved. We'll see. Right, so we are in the middle of the rodeo. Stuart, we're in the second event. What do you think?
I fucking love it. I might be a sportsman out
there. Sorry, you might be what?
Sportsman after all. This is amazing.
What's currently happening now in this round?
They're lassoing a calf, and once it's been jerked and landed on its side, they've got to grab it and tie 3 legs, one front, two hind legs together. So
I'm about to walk through this. I think it's pretty brutal.
I think a calf's kind of used to it. It forgets about it in half an hour anyway, so.
Yeah, they're picking up the calf and slamming it to the ground. Jay, what do you think of this round?
I'd say it's one of the finest things I've ever seen in my life. This is the patriotism, the love for their country and God, skill, the horsemanship, and the comedy. Well, it's the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Right now, Mary, you're on about it being brutal and all that. You got to remember, I'm rating how I eat the bastards.
He's rating the burgers. Yeah.
Look, this is cowboy. No, this is my proper accent. It's me, Bax, by the way. This is proper cowboying country skills, okay? This is what they do out in the field to control the animals, to round them up. And this is a showcase of the skills involved. And they're professionals, they look after the animals, they know what they're doing, and it's perfectly fine what's going on.
Well, these are real men, you know, they're not worried about changing a tyre or fixing a tap. These are real, real blokes. They are hard as fuck. There's no way you get me on one of these horses. But, yeah, there's a guy called Cutter Carpenter. I think he's my favourite.
I love it. That's no bull. Well, actually, there's loads of bulls, but yeah, I love it.
So the first round, they bucking bronco, but they're going to do bull riding there.
I've seen many good things on this holiday and on this trip. But watching Stuart and Bax fold duvets was lovely. Sorry?
Skills.
Skills? Some will say lovely, some say mad skills. Modern mad. Okay, so it is our last full day in Dallas. It's now morning. We're just packing up from our apartment and we're going to be driving to Fort Worth, which is at about 45 minutes away. Once again, another glorious day. Not a single cloud in the sky.
There's one.
Oh yeah, there is one. Sorry. Well, there's one cloud in the sky.
Keep your There's a chemtrails.
Chemtrails, is it?
What's a chemtrail?
Say that again, because I missed it all.
What's a chemtrail?
They're putting chemicals in the air to cause climate change.
Conspiracy theory over here. Anyway, let's not get into all that. So, Texas State Fair, we did it. Well, half of it anyway, because we spent most of our time in the rodeo. The rodeo was 10 times better than what I thought it was going to be. We saw a lot of skilled horsemen and horsewomen. And they're real men. They're real men. Because these horses are fucking huge. And these bulls at the end they rode, they are fucking massive. These are real, real men. I felt a little bit inferior to them.
Yeah, I fucking loved it. Every second of that rodeo was just absolute bliss. It was incredible. Manly.
Man stuff.
We are men! Yeah, it was fucking awesome. The skill, the entertainment. I probably said this last night after a few Lone Stars. But yeah, the actual... Yeah, it was best entertainment this whole holiday, I'd say.
Wow, that's...
For me?
Personally.
Yeah. The best entertainment I found was you redlining. But it was amazing. Massive. Overwhelming. All your food choices, all your drink choices, like arts and crafts. There's loads of stuff to see and do. And we got there about 4 o'clock and the rodeo was about 4:30. So we made sure we got in there about 6-ish just to get a good seat. Turned out we could have turned up at any time because it wasn't full to capacity. What did you think of the food?
That's some of the best I've eaten.
What a rundown of what you ate last night.
So we had the bourbon infused bacon. That was delicious, nice little starter. Then I had a southern burger with brisket and mac and cheese. Best burger I've had this trip. And then, we had the candied pork.
Yeah, I didn't try
that. What was it? The candied pork belly and bacon bites. Oh, delicious. Yeah. And do we have anything else after that? We had...
Didn't you have ice cream?
Ice cream, yeah. I wanted a Biscoff. Sunday, but they didn't have any, so I had a Nutella one instead. Yeah, good free meals.
Yeah, I had, since I got there, I had a corn dog, the original corny dog. The bacon on the stick, like backs, that was amazing. That was just like a nice thick slab of meat on a stick. And then I had what was nearly a foot and a half hot dog. It was absolutely massive, wrapped in bacon. And some crepes to finish off. At the end there, where you went to find the restroom, I found Wagyu beef on a stick.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was good. Stewie, you just stuck with the chicken tenders at the end there?
Yeah, right at the end of the evening, I had chicken strips and chips. Yeah, that was right. That was only to get rid of my coupons, though. I was drinking the rest of the time, just... It's not my scene, I'll be honest. These big, bloody, crowded queues, mile long. Yeah, it's just not my thing. But the rodeo, I'm glad I went because of the rodeo.
I enjoyed it. It was an experience. Probably too crowded for my liking. The food was good. I didn't try everything, obviously. I mean, we only got to see half of the park because we were at the rodeo, but I'm so glad we stayed at the rodeo and watched everything. You know, that's an American tradition that I reckon is slowly dying out. Will rodeo still be about in 100 years' time?
I'm going to bring it back.
You're going to start doing it at the Wimborne Folk Festival?
Fuck me. Pool Park. I'm going to get myself some piggies.
Pool Park.
As long as there's farmland, horses, there'll be cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeos.
No doubt.
You know what they say, build it and they will come. So, yeah, no, great night. Bit hectic getting out, but I'm glad we've done it. We've done a state fair now, boys, and we've seen a rodeo. Because there is a rodeo in Fort Worth, which is about $60 today, and I was like, well, we've just done it for free.
A rodeo in Dallas.
I mean, you can't get more Texas than that, can you?
Yeah. So today, we're going to Fort Worth. We're going to the stockyards. They have a cattle drive that goes through the town at midday, so we're going to try and get down there before that. And then we're going to find ourselves a nice Texas steak to have later tonight. And then we're going to go to Billy Bob's honky tonk bar, biggest one in America. Shoot some pool and shoot some shit. Right, before we get going, I'm really fucked off. Vending machine outside. Redlining. I'm redlining. On my own. Nobody saw it. I fucking, the machine downstairs, the drinks machine, swallowed at least $3-4 from me. It says correct change only. I thought, that's not a problem. I've got the correct change. Put the first dollar in. Bang, gone. Okay, well, the drink was £1.50. $1.50. Well, it hasn't given me a chance to put the 50 in. So I put another dollar in. Bang, taken that. For some reason, it gives it to me in fucking coins, the change. So I got the fucking change back, put that back in, took that. I thought, all right. And then put another $2 in, it just took it. Fuming. Apart from that, mild red line. When we last spoke, we were leaving Dallas.
Little over 24 hours left of this entire trip before we're on a plane back home, and I'm the only one that hasn't redlined, and I'm a little bit worried because I thought I was the one with the shortest fucking fuse.
I don't know what to say. There's still time. So anyway, we left Dallas, drove 45 minutes to Fort Worth, which I found out today was the 12th biggest city in America. Fort Worth.
Mind blown. Boom.
I can name 12 other cities in America that are probably bigger, but apparently they're not due to size of population. So anyway, so we got there about 11 o'clock, and the first thing we done was went straight to the stockyards. Bax, what did we see?
Oh, we saw, what the name of the bulls? The big bulls.
Texas Longhorn,
and they were longhorns.
Sorry, I'll just jump in. We ate before. Jack?
No, afterwards.
Oh, you'd already mentioned that, yeah?
No, we ate afterwards.
You're on about Jack in the Box?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we didn't mention that.
Revelation, sorry. Yeah. Burger update from Stu, here we go.
Double bacon cheeseburger from, what's it called? Jack in the Box. Yeah, pretty good. I'll give that an 8.
So you did say it was gone into second place out of all the burgers you've had so far. Is that correct?
At the time. Yeah. Oh, at the time it was.
Little preview there. Little sneaky.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah. Oh, so we said Mel's Burger was the top one, and nothing else could have compared to it, has it? And then Jack in the Box second. Until later. We'll get to that.
Find out.
In case you don't know, we've had a few beers.
Yeah, we had a few.
When the fuck did we have beers?
Yeah, stockyards, long-horned, horny bulls. And we had a nice little history lesson by the guy on the old microphone. We learned a bit about the Civil War, how Texas became rich because they had more cows. The cows cost $4 down here. And the North had used up all their cows during the Civil War to give to the soldiers. So the South had a lot of excess cows, so they had to travel it all the way across country. They managed to sell a $4 cow as a $40 cow, and that's how they became super rich, and Dallas, Texas has been growing ever since. Little history lesson there.
Stuart's fall asleep. Fort Worth, the stockyards, the actual stockyards, not the town or city, is a little cowboy town. They've kept it quite what it looked like back in the day. You could buy cowboy boots and hats plenty. So we had a few hours to kill before we had to check into our hotel, which is Motel 6. So we went to a little place, I think it was called Aurora. What was there, Stuart?
A trash can.
Is in the shape of a UFO.
Supposedly in the 1800s, there was a... I was about to say plane crash. No, there was no planes back then. There was a reported UFO crash, and not the Roswell, we're all thinking. It's a smaller event, and they got a little... What do you call it? Memorial or dedication?
I think someone's just made it.
Yeah, but someone started using the actual UFO sculpture as a trash can.
Someone has found a spare bit of sheet metal and just carved it into a alien type creature.
And the problem with this kind of activity is when you got foreigners come to visit, they see this and they, you know, it's like second nature. They just have to piss in a bottle and then throw it away.
I don't know what you're talking about, Mike.
Well, Bax got caught short, needed to have a piss, so he pissed in the bowl, threw the bowl away, and then decided to put the dirty bottle inside the UFO. So if anybody needs goes to put a DNA match onto that, they'll see that Bax is liable. He's
famous now for his piss.
But anyway, just before we did that, actually, just to fall back, I went to Risky's, which is a barbecue food restaurant in the Stockyards. And the last time I went with my partner Cheryl, we had the brisket tacos, and they were amazing. So I made a point of having a very light breakfast, going back there. It was just as good, but I think it was the little crispy onions that sold it with the taco. It was the combination of the Mexican and the Texas brisket. It was pretty good. So after we got to the hotel, I know I'm jumping around a bit. After we got to the hotel, we had a little bit of a kip, you know, freshen up. Went back to the Stockyards for the evening and we had a steak. We went back to Risky's, actually. Myself and Bax both had a ribeye steak and Stuart had a burger. How did that rate on the burger scale?
Well, this is it. Things are hotting up over and with the whole burger judging. I had a Texas Rangers burger. Yeah, that was close, competitive with the Mel's burger. Now that it's been finished and I've had time to reflect on it, I'm sorry to say I'm rating the Texas Ranger burger number one.
Over the Mel burger?
Mel's burger number two. The double bacon cheeseburger from Jack in the Box. Third. That's not all round, all burgers in the USA. That's what I've had.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, you can't eat every single burger in every single shop in every single state, so.
Maybe it's in the future.
Well, there we go, part two coming up. So you're saying it's actually better than Mel's? Well, that's a big claim.
It's very close. It's very close. So let me sleep on it as well. Let me see what my stomach's like tomorrow. But yeah, I reckon so.
Well, you have just eaten the pizza as well, so you know, don't blame what happens tomorrow just purely on the burger.
Is it better than Sonic's?
Fucking kill him.
So well, let's not talk about that. That was a little fated night. So yeah, me and Bax had a ribeye steak each. I'm going to go on record as the best steak I've ever had in my life, ever. Out of all the places I've eaten, out of all the steaks I've eaten, that was amazing. Cut easily, it melted in my mouth. It was absolutely amazing, and it was just crispy on the outside, and it was, you know, medium rare. It was everything I wanted in a steak, and I looked across the table and Bax did not have the same thought.
No, it's probably the worst steak I've ever had.
Oh!
Yeah, it was...
I think he even said that you make better steaks from Asda.
Yeah, I like to buy myself... every Friday night is my steak night, so I buy a little steak ribeye from Asda, make myself a little sauce, have some chips with it, and it's...
That's better than that.
It's better than that. I think I had a bad cut, to be honest with you, because it was very fatty and horrible, and I think obviously people cook, this cooking of steaks is very subjective. There's a certain rule. I think I should have gone for medium. I asked for medium rare. I think it was more rare on the rare side, the medium rare. So if I'd have gone for medium, maybe I'd have had a better outcome. But
I had no fat on mine, so yeah, I think you just unfortunately had a bad cut. I was going to go rare. I went medium rare, and it came out closer to rare than medium rare, which was sort of the absolute optimal for me.
I was going to say, looking at both your steaks, I did believe they were more rare than medium rare.
But regardless of that, they all got whatever. We both had amazing meals, and Bax did it. So sorry, Bax. Can't have it all, mate. Can't be good looking and have decent meals all the time.
There is that. Thanks for that, mate. But the rest of the meals I've had throughout this epic holiday have been amazing. I need to buy a new pair of trousers because my current ones don't fit.
Oh, you've not shit yourself then? Yeah. What's that smell?
Ears were perked.
Yeah. So anyway, after that, we went to Billy Bob's, the largest honky-tonk bar in the world.
Woohoo!
Now, yeah. Inside this one building, inside this one bar, you've got about 20 pool tables scattered around. You've got arcade games, you've got a photo booth, you've got a shop, you've got about 5 or 6 bars, which are all huge, you know. There's
a rodeo.
So we watched some bull riding.
Yeah.
There's a dance floor, and then there's a stage at the back for, they had a live band that came on at the end there at 10 o'clock. It's a country band. There's a lot of excited people. We don't know who the fuck they were, but they enjoyed it. Mm. We were waiting for our pizza. They had a pizza parlour in there. It's fucking amazing.
I love Fort Worth. It's sort of... So, say Nashville, right? That's the London of pubs and clubs and things like that. Fort Worth's more the Bournemouth in the 90s, that sort of vibe, you know. It's good crowds, great entertainment, and that honky-tonk bar, that was fucking awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's now nearly 11:30 at night, and the beers were flowing. You know, at one point I turned around, I had like 2.5 beers, and then Stewie's like, I'm going to get some more. I'm like, oh, hang on, let's just get these under the way first. And we sort of looked at each other and thought, it's 10:30 now. Maybe we need to start wrapping this up, because we've got to be at the airport tomorrow morning at 6:30. And it was at the point where I don't even know how many beers we had, to be honest with you.
Seven
beers. I brought 2 rounds. Everyone brought a couple of rounds, didn't they? And it was getting to the point of like no return. It was like, if we carry on drinking, we're going to be absolutely hanging for this flight tomorrow. What a mature move by us all, really. Like, back in the day, we would have been like, yeah, we'll deal with the flight hungover, you know.
Bats made a good point earlier on in the day, because I love Fort Worth as well. I think it's absolutely, truly a remarkable place. He said, if only we'd done the Fort Worth 2 days and then end up in Dallas, mm-hmm. rather than this way around. I think he's right. I think we would have been able to make more of 2 days in Fort Worth than we did in Dallas.
Yeah, I mean, it was just the way it landed and the way things got planned. And, you know, Fort Worth, the actual stockyards bit, which is the, you know, where the cowboys are, it's not very big. But, you know, I think you're right. This is a better area than Dallas. Not shitting on Dallas. But, you know, like I said, we'll on Sunday when we fly out, we'll have a little rundown of what was our favourite food, what was our favourite city, what was our favourite bit of driving, you know. And I think we all got our own thoughts and ideas, our own favourites. I quite categorically say that was the best steak I've ever had today, ever in my life, in my 36 years on the surf. It's going to be hard to top that. So
You've not had my meat yet.
Thank God. Anyway, so that is it. We're going to go to bed now. We've got to be up early. Got a flight. 8:30 flight to JFK. Not good JFK, LaGuardia, which is north on the Long Island, Queens area. And then tomorrow night we'll be at the UBS Arena watching the Islanders take on the Canadiens. Your first game for Ice Hockey Backs?
Yep, looking forward to it. Got my jersey. I'm genning up on the rules of the game. And looking forward to it. I like sports, and I like watching sports. So yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah, we're not going to be sat in the 30-degree heat with no protection.
No, I've got my woolly hat with me just in case.
Yeah, it is a bit cooler. Stuart,
I'll be carrying coats because I'm dead inside. No,
that has come up a few times on this holiday. You're dead inside.
I am completely dead inside, uncultured. I enjoyed it last time. The atmosphere was absolutely brilliant. I missed the American football game this time around, my own choice. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, so we'll touch base tomorrow when we land in New York, I imagine.
American.
Huh?
Very American.
What, touch base? So, good night, everyone. I'm going to eat the rest of my pizza and watch Stuart snore. Ciao.
Watch me snore?
You are. You snore out your ass.